Hare Krishna. One night, the soothing rays of the full moon illumined the courtyard of Nanda's house. Yashoda Maya sat there, talking with some elderly gopis, while Krishna played nearby. He was gazing at the moon. Sneaking up behind Yashoda, Krishna removed the veil covering her head. He loosened her braid and patted her on the back to get her attention with his butter-soft lotus palms. His voice choked up. He continually cried. Yashoda's heart swelled with maternal love, so she indicated with a glance that her friends should attend to Krishna. With great respect and affection, the gopis enthusiastically lifted up Krishna, and they asked him, "Oh, darling, what do you want? Do you want some kheer?" Krishna replied, "No, no." "Do you want some thick, creamy yogurt?" Krishna replied, "No, no." "Do you want some cheese?" Again, Krishna said, "No, no. I want freshly churned condensed butter." The gopis continued, "Do not lament or be angry with your mother. What do you mean by condensed butter?" Krishna pointed his little finger to the full moon, and he replied, "I want that freshly churned condensed butter." And the elderly gopi said, "Oh, Vatsa, do not mistake the moon for a huge piece of butter. It is a Raja Hamsa, it is a royal swan that is gliding across the lake of the sky." Krishna responded to this and said, "Then give me that Raja Hamsa so I can play with him. Quickly catch him before he reaches the bank of the lake." Full of anxiety, Krishna kicked his legs and he cried out loudly, "Give it to me, give it to me." While Krishna showed his childish antics, some other gopi said, "Oh, darling, they have lied to you. What you see is not a Raja Hamsa, a swan, but it is the moon hanging in the sky, and it is called Chandra." Krishna said, "Then give me that Chandra. I really want it so I can play with it right now. Get it for me." Yashoda placed her crying son on her lap and comforted him. "Oh, darling, actually, it is freshly churned condensed butter. Definitely. It is not a Raja Hamsa, nor is it the moon. Regardless, I can never give it to you. Just see, by chance or by the arrangement of providence, it has poisonous spots on it. Though it looks very tasty, no one in the world can eat it." Then Krishna said, Oh, Ma, why is it stained with spots of poison? What is poison anyway?" Seeing a change in Krishna's mood, Mother Yashoda embraced her son and spoke in a gentle, sweet voice, "Listen attentively, my dear son. There is an ocean of milk, and it is called the Cheer Sagar." Krishna said, "Mother, please tell me about that. How many milk cows made that ocean?" Yashoda replied, "Darling, the milk ocean was not made by cows." Krishna said, "Mother, you are lying to me. How can there be milk without cows?" Yashoda Maya replied, "The one who gave the cows the ability to produce milk can also make milk even without cows." Krishna said, "Who is he?" Yashoda said, "He is the Lord. He is the cause of creation. He is Bhagawan. He is immovable. He is all-pervading. Although he is everywhere, I cannot show him to you." Krishna said, "Well, mother, are you telling me the truth?" Yashoda said, "Long ago, the demigods and the demons had a fight. To favor the demigods and bewilder the demons, the Lord churned the ocean of milk. From that churning, Mandara Mountain, Mandara Mountain served as the churning rod, and Vasuki, the king of the serpents, offered his body for that rope. The demons and demigods stood on opposite sides and pulled that rope, and they were churning and churning and churning and churning. Krishna replied, Mother, did they churn the way the gopis do? Yashoda said, Yes, my son. The churning of the Chir Sagara produced a poison named Kalakuta. And Krishna said, Mother, how did the churning of milk produce poison? Only snakes have poison. Yashoda replied, Mother, Oh, darling, Mahadev drank that poison, but the snakes drank the drops of poison that fell from his mouth. And as a result of that, they now have poison. The poison rising from that milk is also the energy of the Lord. Krishna, Yes, Mother, that is indeed true. Yashoda Maya said, Darling, this condensed butter that you're seeing in the sky is produced from that Chir Sagar. That is why the moon is spotted with the remnants of that poison. Please look, look carefully. Do you not see it? Therefore, do not try and eat that butter, but please take my freshly churned butter instead. And after hearing this description, Krishna felt sleepy. So Mother Yashoda put him to rest in an opulent golden bed on a fluffy, soft mattress that was whiter, whiter than powdered camphor. The next morning, Yashoda brought butter, yogurt, and other eatables into Krishna's room. She lovingly fondled his body and said, Wake up! God forbid you should seem to be weak from not eating sufficiently yesterday. And after Krishna awoke, Yashoda cleansed his mouth with scented water. Then she offered him a golden plate full of butter, yogurt, and other delights. And then she said to him, Oh, my beloved son, please take and eat whatever you like. And Krishna replied, Mother, I will not eat anything that you have brought me. Last night you lied to me, and your story put me to sleep, and I felt very distressed due to hunger. Yashoda said, If you went to sleep, then who stole the butter? Krishna replied, Mother, when did I steal your butter? You are not telling the truth. You are lying. With his charming transcendental pastime, Krishna continually captivated the heart of Mother Yashoda. Sometimes, while roaming in the courtyard, Krishna caught a stray calf. He put it on his lap and kissed it with his lotus mouth. And seeing this, Yashoda felt both pleased and apprehensive. In the pasturing ground, sometimes Krishna grabbed the tail of a calf and startled, the calf would jump up and run away, dragging Krishna, who was dressed only in the wind. He would drag Krishna behind him. Thus the uncovered Brahman personified stole the hearts of the Brijbasis. Sometimes Krishna smeared cow dung all over himself, and seeing it as if it was musk covering his body, the Brijbasis enjoyed a festival of beauty. How could there be anything, any inebriety in the one who is beauty personified? At other times, Yashoda tied a very attractive turban, pagri, on Krishna's head and dressed him in gorgeous yellow garments. After marking his body with tilak, the color of Gaura Chana, she would anoint his lotus eyes with soft kajal. Adopting the mood of an ordinary mother, Yashoda placed her saliva on Krishna's forehead to prevent people from casting an evil eye on her son, whose sublime elegance enchants the entire creation. While playing in the courtyard of the gopis, Krishna often wore a necklace of tiger nails set in gold and a waist belt decorated with costly jewels. And once, the Braja gopis talked amongst themselves. Krishna brings good fortune wherever he goes, and his presence makes everyone's life glorious. Who in this world is not enchanted by the frivolous and amusing childhood pastimes of Krishna? Who cannot appreciate these mirthful activities? Rather than getting upset, they felt the greatest happiness whenever Krishna broke their clay pots and stole their butter. But still, the housewives of Vrindavan pretended to be angry and complained to Yashoda about Krishna's stealing. In a mood mixed with love and laughter, the gopis warned Yashoda, "O Queen of Vrindavan, Yashoda, in the future you will suffer for the mischievous acts of your son. Although now your son is like a young sprout with tender leaves, already he is disrupting the entire creation. But be careful. In the future, when this tender sprout grows into a full tree of leaves and branches, he will bring you tremendous pain. Now your boy's adventures are just beginning, but by nature, they are forever expanding. Your son's naughty behavior will soon destroy our whole village. We have no idea what mischief he will do next." Hare Krishna. This is going to be exciting.